Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And now that we've wrapped up the summer of fun, it is time to just jump right into keynote bingo. And that's because Apple is hosting their Wanderlust media event next week. Yes, September 12th. Yes, they're doing this. It's a total German thing. They're going to introduce the Strudel phone. And
but it's Austria, not German.
Don't ruin the jokes. Yeah, the device that I'm looking forward to most is the Einstein, and it comes with its own wireless base. You set the Stein on the base, and using artificial intelligence and machine learning, because everything has to have that now, it determines what type of beer and what temperature will make you happiest in the moment. And then the mug automatically fills. And here's the problem, because it's getting information from you, and that information becomes iterative, and you're drinking more. What that means is that the first couple times in a session, when it fills the stein for you, it's going to be really good. But as you're drinking, and your blood alcohol level rises, the quality of the beer decreases in proportion. So by the time you can't drink,
you don't notice.
Right, you don't notice. Yeah. Anyhow,
funny.
Well, thanks for joining us for the show. We're done with our predictions. Okay, no, here's the deal. Keynote poker. Patrice goes to great lengths to make this show happen every time Apple does a media event, so that we can offer you all of our predictions of what's going to happen during the keynote. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. And Patrice, actually, what I should do is hand it over to you so that you can explain to everyone what we're going to do. But before I do that, I want to say hi to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. I'm in Stockholm still until tomorrow. Been a really great week. I walked a ton. I think there's been no day where I didn't do at least 10 miles walking. I think 13 yesterday. Yeah, and I think today I'm already up to 10. So, and I'm not done yet. So yeah, it's been great. I found a small cafe that I really like, and I walked a lot, had good food. Like, what else you want? It's a really nice city. Highly recommend it. And today I discovered they have trams here. I didn't even know. I've only seen buses and trains and stuff, but no trams. So I'm like, okay, that's cool too. Yeah, and I saw like the Nobel Prize area and the like U.S. Embassy today, all of that. So yeah, having a good time here.
That's
unfortunately
fantastic.
It's going to come to an end tomorrow.
That's not fantastic, but at least you have the time, so that's better than not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. It's Friday. It's going into the weekend here. It's a short week. I'm excited to relax. It's been a stressful few days at the office, but that's how it goes. Been super looking forward to the event, and I'm so glad we're going to do our keynote poker.
I'm very much looking forward to this also. Yeah. And with that, wow, psychedelic party at Patrice's.
Yeah, I was trying to clean the camera. I think it's not any better. Just the light.
You got a big stripe, stripe right through here now.
How the hell is that even possible?
I think that's actually from
it's a reflection off the
reflection. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
You look great either way.
Yeah. All right, Patrice, how about if I hand it over to you since you are our keynote poker expert?
Sure. So as always, Apple event keynote poker. for the second time this year. So it's not like we've not had many events so far. It's been a while. Last one was the WWDC one. So what is that? 3 months ago almost? Almost exactly, right? June, July, August. Yeah, 2 months ago. Yeah, it's been a while. So the rules are very simple as always. We have two rounds. In each round, each panelist will introduce one prediction about the upcoming event. The predictions have to be concrete, so like it's not, oh, there will be a new phone or something like murky, kind of wishy-washy thing. They have to be deemed risky enough to warrant a bet. So if you say, well, the next iOS will be announced or the next phone will be announced or something like that, that's kind of obvious, or we think it's obvious, then I mean we will all judge that basically and say, is that risky or is that kind of an obvious bet or obvious prediction? Then we'll ask you to do a different one, but they have to be risky, otherwise, yeah, it's no fun. Predictions cannot be repeated by others. So if someone says there will be a blue iPhone, then the second person cannot say there will be a blue iPhone. Again, kind of boring if you did that. And then for each prediction, the entire panel, including the person who introduced it, gets to bet points from -5, which means absolutely not going to happen, never ever, to +5, absolutely going to happen. And then after the event, the prediction will be deemed correct if it's either announced by the presenter, so during the event, or shown on a slide or on screen in a video or something like that. So anything that happens before or after does not count. If it's not in a video, if it's not in a live stream, it is not, did not happen. Like there is no looking it up later and saying, oh, but see this. No, like if it's not on screen, didn't happen. And then for each prediction, you can either win the points you bet or you lose them depending on whether it was correct or not. So for example, yeah, well, if the prediction is correct, then positive bets win, negative bets lose. If it's incorrect, negative bets win, positive ones lose. And I think it's quite obvious. The person with the most points wins the keynote poker. And if there is ever a tie, then a coin toss will decide the winner. And an example, like if I predicted that Tim Cook will wear a yellow bow tie and I bet 5 points, and Jeff says no, -3, and then Tim wears a rainbow colored one, then Jeff gets 3 points and I lose all my 5 points. So that's how that works. And I have used the trusty random.org to generate a random order in which we predict so that there's no problem with, oh, I was first or something. Yeah. And usually we're wrong. So keep that in mind.
Yes,
So.
you are usually wrong.
So, the random order that I have generated is Dave will go first, then I will go, then Jeff will go, and then chat room will go. And in with each prediction, we always start with the person who does the prediction. So, like whatever, if I put a prediction out, then Jeff starts with bet. So that's how it works. And if the chat
Excuse
room
me.
wants, they can participate. They just have to be fast because we're not going to wait for an answer. So please, like when we start, please think about your answer, agree on it, and then put it in the chat. So with that, any questions about rules and whatever? I mean, we've been doing it a while, so I hope it's clear.
Yeah, what about that middle part with the kidding? Kidding.
Okay, Jeff. Good. Then we're going to start with Dave, your first prediction.
Right, I'm going to predict that, that this, a lot of rumors have been about this, but I'm going to predict that the pricing for the iPhone 15 is not going to go up in price. I think it's going to stay stagnant to where it is. Rumors are pretty heavy that it's going to go up higher, maybe up to $100, but I think Apple's going to stick with the pricing they currently have, because they haven't really raised prices on the iPhone in quite a few years. I'd be very surprised if they were to do it. So I would I think that's going to be my prediction.
So what you're
And
saying
so
is,
I'll plug.
I wrote down price will not for the iPhone will not change from last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Put that plus 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so plus 5 from you for this one. And I have to think about that. I'm gonna give that a minus 4, to be honest, because I mean everything's gotten more expensive over the last year, like couple of years, and I don't think Apple changed the price last year, if I remember correctly. So I think it's time. Apple does that every couple of years to increase the prices, and they'll find a reason to do it, like, oh, this is now titanium or whatever. Like, so I'm gonna say they're gonna some price will change. It might not be all prices, but some of the prices will change that they announce. Like maybe the pro models are a little bit more expensive than the standard base models are not.
I really like your logic. And
so, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, well, like I said, I like your logic. However, I'm giving this a plus 5. I think Apple is not going to change the pricing on the new models. They will, the prices will stay the same as the current models that we have today.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Will be interesting to see if any of that changes.
It will, and I expect that because I am absolutely certain the prices won't change, that people are going to be all pissed off when Apple increases the prices of iPhones.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. We'll see. I don't believe it, but we'll see about that. Let's see what our chat room is saying. I think Magicon still has issues with internet connections.
Yeah,
we'll just go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead and go to my first prediction, and I am going to take an easy one. I'm going to say the dynamic island comes also to the non-pro iPhones. And the reason for it is quite simple and quite obvious, because I think Apple wants to have this across the board. I mean, the what is it called? Life? What's it called? Life notifications? What are they called? Always forget. You know, the life thingy that pops up when it's raining.
I think it was
something.
Live notifications.
Yeah, whatever it's called. This, I mean, it's only really only available on the Pro phones currently. And I don't know how Apple's going to do it. Maybe OLED comes to the non-Pro phones, because with LCD, that's a little bit harder to do. Because it's not black enough. LCDs are not black enough, but I think it's going to come to the non-Pro phones, because Apple wants to have it everywhere, and I think developers would really appreciate if it's everywhere. So I'm going to give that plus 5. Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm thinking. And I think you're right. I think that's exactly what Apple's going to do. And so I'm going to give that a plus 5, which also means that when they do it, prices have to go up a little bit. So yeah. I've already lost my 5 points from Dave's prediction, because I said prices aren't going to go up. But
well, or it means, because we're always wrong, it's going to happen next year.
Or it'll happen next year, yeah. But yep, I think you're right. And I think developers will be very happy for it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely, I mean, the more consistent the lines are, the better, because you can predict that some, I mean, it's not on all phones yet, but you can at least say, okay, like all the new phones will have it, and that helps you.
Well,
not always,
yes.
Only a small percentage.
And well, see, this I really believe is why the touch bar failed. And it's because it was limited to a small subset of the product line.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it really? I mean, it was on all, it was at some point, I think, on all, almost all Pro Max.
And that was it.
Yeah,
Well,
that's true, and that's true.
yeah, so you had to
Yeah.
have a MacBook Pro to get a touch bar. If you're using an iMac, that meant no touch bar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, so we'll see. We'll see about that. The chat room is saying +5, and Dave, or what are you saying about this?
I'm going to say +5 as well. I think it's definitely going to come out because they held back last year with just the pro models, and then it got a lot of fanfare. So why not have it on all the models? So not everybody can afford a pro, so they go with the base models. So why not? +5.
Yeah, okay, so that means my prediction is basically 0 because either we all lose points or we all get points. Too bad. But Jeff,
See, the problem
what's
is you
your
had a really good prediction. I mean,
Yeah, I think it was too
that's a
good.
really solid prediction.
Yeah, and I think that's too good.
Right. So,
Jeff.
all right. How I've been saying USB-C is not coming to the iPhone. And my reasoning, Patrice, has been in line with your reasoning on why no USB-C on the iPhone. That said, I think it actually is really coming this year. So USB-C on the new iPhone, but that to me, that's a little bit too vague, because I think Apple has a plan for the way they're going to roll out USB-C on the iPhone. I think there will be different spec levels for what the port can handle on the standard iPhones versus the Pro model iPhones. So that could be you get faster bandwidth on the Pros through the port, maybe faster charging. There will be something that Apple does that makes having USB-C on the Pro model iPhones more useful than it is on the standard iPhones.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, USB-C means nothing. It needs a connector. They could do, I don't know, half of what charging and USB 1 speeds if they wanted to.
Yes, they could.
Mean, they could literally, like, and that's one of the things I'm like, I think in the discussions out there is missing. People say, oh yeah, USB-C will be so much better because light it's not lightning and like no like the MFI program will not happen anymore. And I'm like, no, Apple can do MFI with USB-C, like with a USB-C port. Like nothing stops them from saying, well, do you have to have a special chip in your USB-C like connector, and only if you have that then you can connect it. And maybe for charging up to whatever 10 watts it works without, but like for like any data connection, you still need an MFI certified cable. Like, I mean, it will add to the confusion, but well, that's not gonna stop
But
them.
No, and it's already really confusing. So,
Exactly. This doesn't
yeah.
work. Yeah. And Apple will just say, well, I mean, you get an MFI certified like cable in the box, and if you go to an Apple store, you can buy them. So what's the problem? Yeah. So yeah, that's a really good point. So like, how do we phrase this? So you said USB-C on the new iPhone, or like, what's the prediction? Like, what should I write down? Or
There will be different specifications for the USB-C port on the standard models versus the Pro models.
there will be different spec. Oops, different specs. For the USB-C connection on different iPhone models. Correct?
Yep, that
There
sounds
will be
good.
different specs for the USB-C connection on different iPhone models. Okay, so I'm guessing you're giving that a +5.
I am absolutely all in. +5.
All right. Magic Man is saying a -5. So chat room says -5. Dave, what are your thoughts on this one?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know if Apple really wants to go that far when they can in the manufacturing. You know, they're manufacturing all the phones generally together for the most part, other than different components depending on the model. But I would think they want to keep that consistent throughout the line. So I'm not gonna go all the way out to the minus, but I'm probably gonna do like a minus one.
Minus one. All right. So I think I'm gonna go minus four on this one. I'm gonna go minus four on this one. And the reason is very simple. I still don't think USB-C is even gonna happen. I'm staying consistent here. But even if it happened, which is possible given all the rumors, I'm not sure Apple's gonna even talk about the different specs. We might see it on the page in the background, like there might be
Yeah,
something, but I'm not even sure they're gonna talk about that on in the show. It's just
it may not even
too
highlight it other
technical.
than yeah. Oh, it's got, by the way, it's got USB-C, and then you move on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, we have a new USB-C port and it's so much better. And they just talk about it in general terms and like never mention that they might have different specs, which I think in reality is totally possible. So we'll see. I could
Yep,
totally
that's
see
totally
them
possible.
marketing it. I can totally see them marketing it in a way and saying, oh, but the Pro phone, they need better connection, better speeds and whatever. Or they might do that next year. And this year it's okay, it's USB-C.
These
They
are
have to
all
sometimes
really
they
good.
yeah yeah sometimes they keep features for future phones because they know they will do one next year and they might need something that they can market next year, so we'll see. Or
Excuse me.
next year it's Thunderbolt 4 or something on the Pro phones. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. I mean, this one is going to be interesting. Does it happen, and if so, like how are you correct, Jeff? Given that we all like the negative points, you might actually win that one because if we all say it's wrong, then it's probably correct.
I'm assuming at this point I'm already 15 points in the hole.
Okay, so I'm seeing, is there a prediction for Magic Man? I think he's still struggling, so
Yeah, he keeps getting
we'll
bounced
just
out.
do yeah we'll just do like something other really cool, Jeff, and then talk about the next round. A plus 10 on this one, actually.
So my next prediction is that TSO Host is the best because they are giving us the bandwidth we need to live stream like this to you every single week. They're giving us the hosting space we need for the website. They're giving us the server space we need so that we have a file. Well, we have a lot of files, and that's why we need the server space. All of the recordings for the shows get to live on that server space. You can watch or listen to episodes anytime you want. Without the support they're giving us, we wouldn't be able to do this. And that's because the resources it takes are beyond what we would be able to manage to pull together. So we are so glad they're doing all this. How is it that they can possibly make this happen? Well, it's because this is what they do. TSO Host is excuse me, a website hosting company. Wow, I'm all choked up because they're so great. Also allergies. They help you buy domain names. They do all the stuff that you need to feel confident that you have a solid website that performs and stays online. And it just works where you need it to. And so they're leveraging that and helping us, which is great. And we really appreciate it. We appreciate it so much that what we all need to do is go out on social media and thank TSO hosts for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. And that's good karma all the way around. And it also lets them know that that everyone knows that they actually are giving something back to the community and helping awesome people. So let's say though that you are ready to make a new website and you have a great idea for that domain name. Just go and use TSL Host, because we're already showing how well they work. You know how occasionally we've had stream issues? Turns out that's not TSL Host. That's a problem with the internet service provider that I was using previously. And with TSL Host, they were still able to manage to get the stream out, even though I was sending basically crappy data to them. They were still able to make it work. Good news, I have a new host now. And look how smooth everything is. And TSL Host didn't have to change anything. It's just, I fixed the problem on my end and everything works great. So anyhow, here's what you guys need to do. If you're ready to get a domain name, get some web hosting, go use TSL Host. Add your domain name to your cart, get your hosting package in your cart, then add the discount code BTN20, and you're going to get 20% off your order. So not only are they being incredibly generous and giving back to the community by helping the British Tech Network be here and online and live stream, they're giving something back to all of you because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you, TSL Host, for being here and supporting us. And now my next prediction is that Patrice is going to do the most stunningly awesome job of telling us about the live chat, where we are interacting with everyone that's watching live right now. And yes, Patrice, please tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a really awesome live stream today, or live chat actually. We also have a awesome live stream. I don't know how I ended up with live stream. We have an awesome live stream, which we
I probably said
send
something
out.
Like live stream instead of chat.
Whatever. Yeah, we send that out every week, 4 p.m. UK time for the big show, for the Mac show, and also Thursday, so Fridays 4 p.m. for the Mac show, and Thursdays 7 p.m. UK time. For the big show. So if you're into the non-Apple side of the news, of tech news, starting next week, we'll talk about news again. And so, yeah, join that. Head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com and you can watch us live. It's that easy. And then head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com to talk to us live. So that's how easy it is. It's really cool. You also see the pattern, live, chat. Like, it's quite easy to remember. And yeah, you can see like the links we posted there, like the awesome, like the conversations that we're having. Like, not everything gets mentioned on the show. There's a pre-show, a post-show. The chat room has discussions, all of that. We post the links to our cool things in there. So if you're ever like, oh, what was that cool thing from like that Dave mentioned last week? Yeah, it's all in live chat. All you have to go. All I have to do is go there. And if you are listening to this after the fact, like in recorded form, or you're like, oh, there was like, I remember like 6 weeks ago on the show, there was this link that I wanted. There's a live chat transcript that you can still go to. Obviously, you can't do the live chat again, but you can get the transcript. We have a little bot in our chat that records everything and puts it up on the website. And all you have to do to get to that is head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then you put in the date of the recording, so the date when you like want to see what you want to see. And for today, for example, that would be the 8th of September 2023, September 8th 2023, and if you put that into the calendar, it will show you literally everything that was talked about in chat. That's how easy it is.
You are amazing.
And you make it sound so simple. And yet when I try and
because
tell
it
people
is simple.
This, yeah, well, you know, it actually is. And yet I still flounder through it every single time.
I'm going to have to take a crack at it.
Oh, you will do great. I have no doubt.
I think so too.
I think I'm the only person that has issues with telling people about the chat.
Yeah, but I mean, you have no issues telling people about TSL Host, so it's all good.
Okay, so there's that.
Mm-hmm. I got from Magic Man also his prediction. So let's throw it in here for the first round still. There will be a periscope lens on the iPhone, was his prediction. I'm guessing he's giving it 5 points because why not? So Dave, thoughts about this one?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty substantial rumor that that was going to happen. I think I'll give a plus five on that because Apple continues to evolve the camera and that they want to continue on that trend.
Okay. My thumb, what am I thinking about this? This is difficult. This is a difficult one because while I can totally see the camera having this feature, and for the people who haven't followed the rumor mill, it's basically, I think the idea is that there's like a kind of a mirror system. So instead of like the light coming in and then going, like, you know, the lens is usually like light goes through lenses and usually it goes like straight in and then there's the sensor. So the distance you can go in a phone is about, well, at maximum as thick as, if actually it's a little bit less as the phone, because you still need the display and stuff on the front. So the light can only go like a certain distance, and that seems to make some difference in like why, like the lens can only be as good and the sensor can only be as good and whatever. And the idea of this is that there's like a kind of a mirror system or something that kind of like turns the light in like whatever 90 degrees, and then it can go like along like the length of the phone or like whatever, like it can just go longer distance within the phone, basically. Kind of like this, what was it, the Mummy movie where they had the mirrors and then they like would light up the tomb. I think it was the Mummy. Do you remember that?
I think you're right.
Yeah, and I think the Mythbusters.
Yes, they had like stuff. Mirrors and polished trays, and they angled everything, and then the light went.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the Mythbusters tried that once. So kind of that idea. So that you have a long distance, and then somehow you can have more lenses, whatever, like physics. So that's the idea behind it. Long story short, I don't believe it. And the reason is not that I don't believe Apple will do it. I don't think they will call it a periscope lens. They will have some magic, whatever lens camera name for this, some marketing name that's not a periscope. And I'm guessing if it's not called a periscope lens, then we don't know if it's a periscope lens. So then I would say negative on it, minus three.
Man, your
that's a very
logic
long
just
story.
Completely derailed where I was going with this. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Unless we decide that it's okay to do, like, if it's like a periscope lens, even if it has a different name.
Okay, so if it's like a periscope lens, but it has a different name, like what could they call it?
Magic
optical redirection sensor system.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
you know, something like that.
Yeah.
For me to be okay saying yes, this is the periscope lens, they would have to show us specs or diagrams during the keynote where we look at it and go, well, yes, that's a periscope lens.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't do that, then...
Yeah. So that's a question we have to decide on. Like, I mean, I said minus three based on that. I'm saying they will say the name periscope lens. But if we say, well, it's okay if it's in intention periscope lens, then I would have to change mine. So we have to decide, like, which way do we want to lean? Like, do we want to take it by name or by, like, idea?
All right. If we take it by idea, then they have to give us an image or a diagram, something where we can look at
where
it and definitively say,
yes,
that's what a periscope lens is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they
yeah,
don't
for
do
sure.
that,
I mean, we have to judge it
no.
by something. So which way are we leaning? Should we allow the like is the idea risky enough, or should it be mentioned that it's a periscope lens, like specifically?
So are we going for function or terminology for periscope lens?
Yeah. Dave, what do you think? Which way should, which like how hard should we take this one?
I don't know. I would lean toward function because, yeah, I mean,
Okay.
the rumors have been using the periscope term, but I think
Okay.
if
Well
anything is
then.
mentioned of if anything's mentioned of it, I would say that's satisfactory, in my opinion.
Okay, then but then I'll change mine as a +4 because like then I think they will do. I think it's too obvious like a feature. So they will do it.
You know, these rumor people, they like to come up with terms that Apple's not going to use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
All
then
right.
Jeff.
So we've talked through all the logic on this one, and I'm thinking this is actually in functionality likely to happen, but in name will be something else, if it has a name at all.
Yeah, I think it will have a name, some sort. I think Apple will give it a name just because market.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
I'm
but
going
since we're
to.
judging it by function.
I think I have to break my rule of going either positive or negative five on everything and go with a four on this one.
Okay,
I'm
so you're
actually
with
kind of
me.
leaning towards three, but I'll go ahead and give it a four.
Okay, so you're with me, +4. All right. So at least some points might be won or lost here.
Yeah,
So,
and I think the only phone this will be on is the largest Pro model phone.
I think
And
so too, yeah.
I think that's for two reasons. One, it's a feature differentiation point, and the second is it's the phone that's big enough to have the space in it to do
Yes.
this.
Yeah, and has also enough like is expensive enough that they can do something crazy like that where the margins aren't like where they get the margins they want basically. So because I mean it is gonna be a little bit more expensive if they do that. Like to produce it simply. And a little bit more might be whatever, a dollar more or two, like who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
Who
to add their extended
knows?
light refraction path.
Exactly.
I
Yeah,
guess
I
it would
mean
be
it
reflection,
does
not
need
refraction.
space. Yeah, it does need space. I mean that's the thing, and space is at a premium in especially in the smaller phones, but also the bigger because I mean every little bit that you take away from the battery. Which is the biggest part of our phones these days.
And
Okay.
Apple's pretty traditionally has Apple's traditionally put the Pro and the Pro Max as having the better camera lens anyway, so that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So that takes us to round number two and your first prediction, Dave.
My prediction is going to be that they are talking about the AirPods Pro they're going to get the USB-C. I think that Apple's going to continue on with what they did with the previous AirPods when they added wireless charging, that they are going to offer us folks with the Lightning connector that we could upgrade our case to a USB-C.
So how do we phrase that?
So
A
AirPods USB-C case available as a separate purchase. Does that sound good?
As a separate purchase. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, what's your bet on that, Dave?
Plus five.
Oh, this is a difficult one because are they going to do it? Do I think they're going to do it? Yes. Are they going to talk about it in the keynote?
Well, there's that.
Different question. Different question.
Probably not.
That is
I
that
probably should have
enough
put
of
that.
do they have time for it that they will say, hey, this is available, or will they just talk about the awesome AirPods like with the new USB-C case? And then afterwards on the website you see, oh, you can buy it as well.
I have a quick
That is
question.
a tough question. Yeah, go for it.
Are we
Go ahead.
talking about the AirPods line or specific model of AirPods?
AirPods Pro 2.
The AirPods Pro.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to mess with the previous models, at least not right away. I mean,
they could, given how you phrase it, it wouldn't matter if they did it across the line, as long as they do it for the AirPods Pro case.
Right.
But this is the obvious one, like the AirPods Pro case.
Well, I rethink it. Yeah, I would probably say maybe they won't say it during the keynote, but it would happen later when you see it on the order. But I won't. I'll stick with what I said.
I remember last time they did mention it, so it's not impossible that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll stick with it.
It just depends on like how much do they actually have to talk about. What do they want to highlight? And
yep, they've got those keynotes down to a timing perfection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they talk about it or not? This is difficult. I think I'm gonna hit a little bit on this one and say the plus two. Like I'm not super sure, but I'm also not I don't I'm not sure it's not gonna happen. So put in a plus two.
I'm going to go with plus five because Apple has set a precedent where even though it was a fast mention, they did mention before that the new case would be available as a separate purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like if Apple does give us new AirPods Pro next week, or at least announces them,
mm-hmm.
At this point, it would be with a USB-C connector because that would also be in compliance with the EU regulations.
Yeah, they would have to. And I think, while I'm not 100% sure on the iPhone, they want to. On all the accessories, I think they would want to. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they could, in theory, just drop the connector and just do wireless charging because it works.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're already shipping chargers like for the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
The new ones ship with the USB-C cable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well,
that improved the speed of the charging too when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So my next prediction, I'm going to go for one that is about like not the obvious devices and everything, but MLS. So, I mean, they've made a big deal about MLS and the season pass and Lionel Messi and like all of that and the World Cup that just happened. I think there will be some sort of mention of MLS, and mention could be a video that they show. It could be on like, I don't know, there's an iPhone on a slide and it has MLS on it, like literally anything where it just says MLS. But I think they will not, like, because it's their main event, they will not get away, or they will simply do it because they can and because it's important to them. They might even talk about it before, like for all we know. How will I phrase that? MLS is mentioned or shown. And MLS is Major League Soccer, for the people who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeff, what do you think? I'll give it a plus five, obviously.
I want to give it a negative number. However, Apple has been pushing sports related content in like basically every event now.
Yeah, but I
And
think last year they did not. Last year, I remember we had a prediction and they did not show or mention. I mean, we
yeah,
thought
but
that Ted Lasso would be for sure anything there, and there was nothing.
and there was nothing, but when WWDC rolled around this year, there I think there was talk about sports, and didn't we get Ted Lasso reference also in the keynote?
I don't remember.
Might have.
That I don't
Yeah,
remember.
but I think this push into sports is a very important part of Apple's subscription strategy, and since it will tie in directly to tvOS, which is part of the whole iOS family, I'm
Which they've
thinking
not done anything with recently.
which is really weird, but I mean, you can watch content on your phone, you can watch content on your iPad. Yeah, I'm thinking there's a good chance they will mention something. Oh crap, even if it's sh just showing something on a slide or in a video without any other mention, crap, that just changed my vote. All right, I have to go plus five.
I'm
I
really bad
wasn't
at this.
going to until I said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like literally all it takes is somewhere it's shown. Somewhere is
Yep.
MLS in the logo or something. That's all it takes. Dave,
Mm-hmm.
you gonna follow us with a plus
Well,
five?
I'm not going to go with kind of the same logic Jeff has, but I think they're definitely going to be spouting TV Plus because a lot of big
Yeah,
shows are coming
that
out,
for
and
sure.
especially the fact that the writer's strike going on, there's a lot of no not, a lot of shows are not coming out in the fall, and there are a lot of new shows that are already in the can for Apple that really is going to add that. And I agree also with the sports part because Major League Baseball is big, and then MLS has become big because of all the improvements on that. So I'll go with the plus five.
Do you think when you mentioned the writer's strike, I was like, oh yeah, that's a good point. They cannot do any video or promo or anything with actors or writers because all of them are on strike. So if Apple wanted to do a video and whatever, promo video for some TV show, they couldn't do it with the people. Like they couldn't do like a skit or anything because they're not available. But what they can do is Lionel Messi, get him on and like do something with him because he is not covered by that. So I mean,
That's a
that's
good
an
point.
interesting
They've already got
point.
actors of trailers and shorts on TV Plus now. I watched a couple
Yeah,
since
but
I
I mean,
did.
all of it is like okay, they just cut the content they have and then did it that way. But if they wanted to do something specifically for WWDC, which they have done in the past, like some special video or something, they can't currently because nobody's available to
With the
do
writers and the
that.
actors strike, right?
Yeah, exactly. But
Yeah.
they said they could at least do like some, because it's like I mean he's not an actor, and I don't think they need a writer for him. Like, just I don't know, doing or saying something. Possible. So interesting. Jeff, what's your final prediction for today?
Well, Patrice, I decided for my final prediction that instead of putting you in a position where you're having to watch people's wardrobes through the whole show, I'm not going to do that today.
Oh no.
It's going to be a pink shirt.
Yeah, or
Yeah.
like last time the app where it was like, oh, the Apple Watch in this segment, and then I had to watch the segment five times because like it was really hard to see the Apple Watches on people's wrists.
Yeah, and I assumed it was going to be easy, and it wasn't. And
No.
okay, so here's my prediction: we're going to get an announcement for the release date of iOS, iPadOS, WatchOS. They will all be on the same day, and that day will be September 19th. That's the day that iOS, iPadOS, and WatchOS drop.
So iOS, iPadOS, and watchOS. Oops, I should write them correctly. Will be released on September 18th, you said.
September 19th.
19th.
That's the following Monday.
The Monday. Okay.
Was that a Monday?
I think so.
No, it's a Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? Okay.
It's a Tuesday.
My counter was hidden.
Okay. I'm guessing you're giving that a +5.
Yep, I'm all in.
Okay. So while we wait for the chat room, Dave, your thoughts on this prediction?
I agree with that. Apple's traditionally done that the following, or usually the following Monday or the following Tuesday of the week after the announcement. So I'll go +5.
Can I throw a wrench into your logic?
Okay.
iPadOS doesn't always drop on the same day as
it's going to
iOS. And last year was like 2 months later. Yep. But yeah, I think it's going. I think they're all going to drop on the same day this time.
There hasn't been a lot of, like, unlike last year with iPadOS 16, there was problems. There really hasn't been much discussion about 17 having any issues to that point where it would escalate them to have to wait a few months.
So what's your prediction? Sorry, I was trying to post this for Magic Man. What's your bet? +5, -5.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, I said +5. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. It's my fault. I was putting the question.
I was like, what? I already said it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
+5.
Okay. So +5 from you. So it's a Tuesday. It will be the same day. I'm 100% with you. I'm going to say -5. I think it will be the Monday. I think
that would definitely make
Monday.
-5 the winning vote right there.
Yeah,
or the winning bet.
I think it's going to be either Monday or Wednesday, to be honest. Wednesday is probably I'm guessing the pre-orders will be on the Friday, or will ship on the Friday that way, as always. So usually they put it out latest by Wednesday, so you have 2 days of people getting it installed on the existing phones before they upgrade to the new ones.
Yeah.
So it's either Wednesday or it's either Monday or Wednesday, I think. So we'll see. So I'm on a -5. And Magic Man is also on a -5, so he's with me. So this one will be interesting. Your predictions are better, Jeff, because they split people. Like mine are all okay, everybody's on it. Like, so it's a 0. Well,
okay, yeah. So my strategy for my predictions this time was take something where it's, I mean, it would be a totally legit prediction on its own, but then add something to it that makes it like painfully specific. Like in this case, this is the date, or what was my last one?
Yeah, that's those
different are specs for the ports. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Final prediction for today is from the chat room. It's from Marsh Magic Man. He says there will be a photo or mention by name of Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs Theater, thanks for the correction, does not count. So if it's just, oh, we're in the Steve Jobs Theater today, yeah, that doesn't count. So specifically something about him or a photo of him or something during the keynote. And Dave, you are going to go first. Let us know what you think about this.
I would probably, I'm going to go less. I'd say probably like a +2.
+2. Okay. Any reasons for that? Just a feeling?
I got kind of feeling sometimes they talk about Steve and other times they don't.
Yeah, this is a difficult one. I think, I mean, honestly, during the keynote, they rarely ever talk about him for the reason that they don't want to, like, they don't want to make it all about him or, like, kind of look too much in the past, I think. So for that reason, I think, I don't think this is going to happen. I don't think they're going to mention it, and I'm going to give it a, I'm going to give it a -5. I don't think this is going to happen at all. I don't think there will be any mention at all. So Jeff, final prediction goes, or final bet goes to you.
All right, here's the problem I'm having with deciding on my bet for this one. And it's that you can do so many things with the videos and all the other promotional stuff that's happening on screen, and a photo of Steve could just be part of that, and that would make this this an accurate prediction. Like, no mention of him, but there's just like a string of images that go by quickly, and Steve is one of them. That could totally happen. Mm. And that, and yeah, so that would make it a thing.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is Magic Man is -5 on his own prediction. So okay, I guess he doesn't think that will be on.
Well, okay, so Magic Man could have phrased it: there will not be a mention, and then
yeah,
and I then mean, it could have been a +5.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, either way, you yeah. can like you can go either way.
It's probably
meant. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be +5. You can also do -5.
Yeah, you can vote however you want. All right,
exactly.
So I'm going to go with -3.
He tested us out.
Okay.
Oh my god.
+5. It's +5.
Good. Okay. Good. 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 All right. So that concludes the official part of our keynote poker. We'll see on Tuesday. I said on mess on Monday. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. Like, we'll see. Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central European time. So that's 6 p.m. UK time, I guess. We'll see. We have couple minutes for some like ungraded extra predictions if you have to. So if you want to add something just for the bragging rights and like the predictions that you didn't pick and that will be true.
I'll give you my wardrobe you prediction.
Sure.
Okay, so Tim is going to wear jeans, and they'll be blue jeans.
Okay.
And his shoes will be white, and they will be, I guess it depends on where you are, what you call them. So tennis shoes, sneakers, trainers.
All the same.
All the same thing.
So blue jeans, white shoes, okay. White
yes.
shoes / sneakers. Okay. Okay, interesting. And a dark shirt, usually, like, was it dark blue or something?
Well, sometimes it's gray.
Sometimes
he's done light gray.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dave, you got anything you want to add?
You know, I've been really intrigued about this rumor about the 3D printing of the metal on the Apple Watch. I have this mm-hmm. feeling that that's going to get discussed because it's a new manufacturing process by Apple. So I'll put that out there that they may mention that new manufacturing process for
Apple Watch will use 3D printing of metal.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Anything else from either of you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a couple that I did not mention. So let's see, I'll just copy that real quick. So first one, there will be a new Apple Watch design. So there will be I don't think we will get much on like the feature side on the Apple Watch. It will just change the design. Probably closer to the Ultra, to be honest. Same thing for the iPhone. Same thing for the iPhone. I think the iPhone will have some design adjustments. I mean, it's the difference these days is anyway not major, but you will be able to tell like the previous iPhone and previous Apple Watch from the current one.
Interesting.
So those, yeah, we'll see. And then I have two more that I didn't pick. New color, not yet seen on the iPhone or on the Pro line actually. So it will be another shade of gray that they have not previously named. And like whatever, it's a new whatever, orange shade of gray or something like that. Still gray, but it's like or with an orange tint that you can barely
A warm
see.
gray.
Yeah, exactly. And there will also be a new camera software feature that we have not talked about, as they do arrows every year, to be honest. Which is why I didn't pick it. Yeah, every year there's something where, like they haven't talked about it in WWDC, and there's a new phone, and for that new phone, there's a new software feature in the camera that you can do something special about it. It's not about the periscope lens that you can just do the 6 or 10 or whatever X. It's something where like they use the new hardware to do something special about it. Like I don't know, like night mode, I think was one
Oh,
at some
sure.
point. Stuff like that. So those are mine. And I think I had some from Magic Man. He said new third screen size. Interesting.
iPhone.
Third screen size. I guess for the iPhone. I don't know. Maybe for the Apple Watch. But I'm guessing it was the iPhone. He is saying, what else? We will get an update on the Vision Pro, which I don't. They didn't even do the AR thing this time around. Like usually, the last couple of years they've done some
Oh, you're
AR
right.
work with the Invite, and this time they didn't. And I think they've done Vision Pro, and I don't think we will get any significant update. Maybe they'll just repeat what they've already done, but we'll see. I'm putting it in. And folding iPhone. That one is interesting.
Never.
I wouldn't say never, but I don't think this
Well, no, I
year.
think it's
Not this year.
many years down the road.
I mean, if it's even relevant by then, maybe we're all running around with Vision Pro goggles or glasses or something
Exactly.
by
I have
then.
Vision Pro.
My
Yeah.
expectation is that by the time we get to the point where Apple feels the technology is solid enough to do a folding iPhone, we will have moved beyond the folding phone model, and it just won't matter. So I'm thinking there isn't going to be a folding iPhone.
I'd be surprised.
Well, you never know. If they run out of other features, they might just do a folding like the others did it. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean,
Okay.
anything can happen. Yes.
Oh yeah,
Yes.
anything can happen.
On an infinite time scale, anything can happen, right? So, yeah, with that is the end of our keynote poker. That's it. Well, as I said, we'll see how wrong we are. We'll know on Tuesday.
Yes, we will. All
Yeah,
right.
and then next
Well,
week, Friday, we'll get the reveal, like who won and who had how many negative points, whether we got beyond 0 points at all or stayed negative in total.
yeah,
And we'll talk about it.
we haven't had a keynote poker yet where the winner has negative points.
No, it
But we
was
had one
very
where it was
close,
zero,
but
right?
yes, I think so, yeah. Or 1 point, I don't remember, but it was very close to negative
Yeah. So maybe this will be the time where the winner
points.
actually has negative points.
Totally possible.
Yep. All right. Well, with that, Patrice, thank you for bringing together the whole keynote poker and making this work. This has been so much fun. Where can people find you?
Well, you can find me every week here on the Mac Show on Fridays and also on the Big Show on Thursdays if you're into the non-Apple side of technology. You can find out everything about what I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com. And since I talked about social media, I'm gonna put that out today. I have my own Mastodon instance. So if you haven't joined Mastodon, or if you are looking for a friendly instance that you can join, that you trust, techhangout.social. So yeah, the Tech Hangout is back. Techhangout.social, hit me up, like ping me, I'll give you an invite. It's invite only, so it's an exclusive club just for people that listen to us or that I know. And then you can join, like Dave, for example, is done. I know In Touch with iOS is also on there. British Tech Network is on there. Like there's a couple of people, and you can be one of them too.
Awesome. All right. And Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at IntouchableiOS at intouchableios.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchableiOS. I'm here on Fridays on the Mac Show doing Mac Voices Live with Chuck Joyner. We miss you, Chuck, on Tuesday nights. And I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65 on Mastodon.club. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, thank you to both of you for being here. And this has been so much fun. And Magic Man, I'm giving you a shout out because you were definitely a very active part of Keynote mm-hmm. Poker today. So
oh, yes.
Thank you for that. You, sir, rock. Hey, thank you to everyone that's watching or listening live. Everyone that participates in the chat room, you're all awesome. Everyone that watches or listens to the recordings later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. And TSO host, thank you for being here and supporting us. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. Everyone, don't forget to go and subscribe to the new show. If you're not already doing the new show thing, you are missing out. All right. So next week, join us on Thursday for the big show. Be sure and join us again on Friday for the Mac show so that you can see just how poorly our predictions performed. And with that, everyone have a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Wait. You didn't say where we can find you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that? Oh, well, let's see. How about Jay Gamut on all the social medias and basically all the shows everyone's already mentioned. Mac Voices Live, which is Chuck Joyner show on Tuesdays, In Touch with iOS, Dave's show on Thursdays, The Big Show on Thursdays, The Mac Show on Fridays, and then The Context Machine with Brant Chaffin. Did I get everything?
Yes.
I think so. All right. So now with that, let's all go start our weekends. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye.